Hey, do you want to come over and make a pot of tea, bring your favorite crystals? You know, we could talk about our birth charts, spirits, the latest house spells we've been doing. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm that witch next door. Hello, 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 my wonderful friend and neighbor. Welcome to another episode of That Witch Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Shadow Chats. I am joined by the always lovely Ashley Michelle. Hi, my friend.
Hello, in my robe, as per usual. I know you all are probably sick of seeing me in my robe, but I'm not.
I love it. We are going into the Aquarius new moon today, so I think that robe attire is very appropriate for our Shadow Chats.
Right? Yes. I would agree.
Aquarius does not, they're the opposite of Leo. They do not have time to get hung up by the fashion choices. What's comfy? What gets it done?
Let's do the thing.
When can we get started? Exactly. I love that. I love that. So if this is your first time at That Witch Podcast, or this is your first time on Shadow Chats, what this is exactly what it sounds like. It's a shadowy little chit-chat with me and Ashley and you. And it's a great time to grab a nice hot cuppa, whatever your thing is, and cuddle close and scooch in, to quote Anna and Elsa there. I say it all the time. Cuddle close, scooch in. So
tell me you have kids without telling me you have kids.
to quote the great Anna and Elsa.
Oh my God, so great.
So we are going into the new moon in Aquarius, my friends. Let's start off with the specs for this so that you can pull up the chart for yourself. The new moon in Aquarius is taking place this month on February 9th, 2024, 5:59 p.m. Eastern time. And when you pull that up in your time zone, it should show the new moon at 20 degrees of Aquarius. And for our super duper newbies, a new moon takes place when the sun and the moon both align. And because we don't have the light of the sun, we can't see the moon. And in astrology on the chart, if you pull up that date and time, you'll see the new moon as the sun and the moon right on top of each other in the chart. One of my most common questions that I get on here, Ash, that I would love for you to uniquely answer, because I answer it for people a lot, but I love asking these basics questions to different astrologers because we all have our own way of explaining it. A lot of people will ask me, Danny, when you and Ashley say, check your chart, what do you mean? How would you tell somebody what that means and walk them through really quick?
The baby. So when we say check your chart, we say go to an astrological internet engine. Like astro.com is the most common one, but it is harder to read for newbie astrologers. So I always direct people to astro-charts.com. It's what we use for astrology after dark. It's very easy to read. AstroSeek is another really popular one. The app, the phone app that I have is Astro Future. It's so pretty and really interactive. It's a great one as well, but it's only on the phone. So you're going to go to any of these places. You're going to find your birth time. If you don't have your birth time, you can do a 12 o'clock chart. In order to find certain aspects, we would have to go deeper. That's a bit more advanced. But if you want to just get the lay of the land, if you will, and you don't have your birth time, you can do 12 o'clock p.m. for that slot. But if you're like, if you have your birth time or like, I have to ask my mom, just do it. Just do it. Just try your best to get your birth time.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. In any of these astro engines, they're going to ask you like, do you want your birth chart? Like somewhere on the page, it's going to be build my birth chart, create my birth chart, something along those lines. And a search bar, you can search birth chart analysis. It'll be in there. You're going to do your birthday, your birth date, your birth year, your birth time, and generate or go or enter. And you're going to get this magical map, if you will, of who the fuck you are and who the fuck you be. And then we start decoding it.
Yes. And so when we talk about checking your chart for the new moon, there's a couple of ways that you can do that too.
Yeah.
If you're a super newbie, honestly, the best thing to do is when I say this is at 20 degrees of Aquarius, look at where in that chart Aquarius is. It's very easy to find the symbol for Aquarius. It's the two little wavy water lines. And any website or app that you use is going to have some kind of color coordinating system around the wheel of the chart with the symbol for each zodiac sign. Most apps and websites have a key or some kind of glyph key telling you what each symbol is right there next to the chart. So it's really easy to see, oh, this is the symbol for Aquarius. Aquarius is yellow on this chart. It must be this band right here. That just means that is where Aquarius is for you.
And what house it corresponds
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And that's where you go deeper.
Everybody always says, well, I don't have Aquarius in my chart.
Yes.
I don't have that. You do. What you all are referring to when you say you don't have Taurus in your chart, you don't have Aries in your chart, what you're actually referring to is that there are no planets in that sign.
Correct.
But it doesn't mean that you don't have that energy of that zodiacal sign.
Correct.
We all have all 12.
Yes.
And so you look to the house, honestly, even over the planets. If we're talking about check your chart for the moon, look for the house because the moon, this new moon that we're talking about today, it's going to activate a certain house for you.
Yep. And that's what we're going to be working on. A house is an area of life. Very simple. Yes. It's an area of life with multiple themes associated with it. The easiest thing that you can do is look up, oh, the Aquarius is in my seventh house. What is the seventh house? And that is
let's talk about it, Danny.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about the
seventh moon, house. What moon? Let's talk about what house the moon is igniting for you. And then I'll go.
So the house that, so for me, this is activating hardcore my seventh house because this is right. This new moon is happening on the cusp or the beginning is what that means. Doesn't mean it's straddling something in my chart. The cusp is the beginning line marker of a house. And that is at 20 degrees of Aquarius for me from my seventh house cup. So it's on, if you're an advanced astrologer, it's on my descendant, which is opposite my ascendant. So if your ascendant and your first house is all about what's associated with self and you and how you approach the world and how you present yourself, the seventh house is the house associated with other. With partnerships, with our deep, meaningful, significant relationships in this life. That doesn't always mean romantic, by the way.
Right. Yes, it could be contracts.
It can be business partnerships.
One-on-one.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Anything that goes above kind of a casual acquaintance. This is a house of connections. Like, we went into an agreement of a relationship in this house of some kind, which is why... Yes, marriage shows up there. But when people call it the house of marriage, I think that we kind of eliminate and don't realize that it has to do
with... Same with the lover's card in tarot.
Yes.
Like, they see the lover's like, oh my God, I'm getting married. I was like, baby, the lover's is about choice, honey.
Yes.
Like, you know, we got to stop boxing in divination, babes.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. So for me, if we know that the new moon has to do with setting intentions, that rebirth that we do in the dark, starting fresh, starting anew, implementing new intentions and new patterns and habits, that's taking place in my house of significant relationships right now. It's so funny when you talk about your own chart in your content, because you also start having your own realizations and you start forming all of these different connections. Because as soon as I started saying that, my brain was like, yep, that tracks. That's definitely what this time is for me right now. A lot of work that you do with your ascendant, which is opposite this new moon for me, is about self-work. And right now, this new moon is specifically a really wonderful pinnacle point for me because I've done a lot of work around the health of my relationships this past several years. And so I'm personally going to use this new moon to ask how I can be more innovative in my close relationships right now. Like, how can I be even stronger of a contributor? But even more than that, I'm going to be calling on Aquarius and asking to help build my physical local community because I moved to a new place and because I'm looking to build those physical relationships. Those are some of the intentions I'm going to have for myself for the new moon. So what would it be for you, my dear, in your birth chart this new moon?
Yeah, I love that. First off, I loved how you used the word innovative for your relationships.
Thank you.
Because I feel like whenever we think of innovation and innovative, we think like building and creation and like the new thing or the new hot trend. So I just wanted to point that out. We can be innovative in other areas.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be about the newest trend on TikTok. So for me, this new moon is conjunct my natal moon in the ninth house and my north node in the ninth house. So I have a stellium with the transiting sun, the transiting moon, my natal north node, and my natal moon in house nine. And so in layman terms, what that means is we've got a whole lot of interaction in my ninth house. And it should be noted that I'm prepping up for a Venusian return in the eighth house. So transiting Venus is damn near right on top of my natal Venus during this time. So your girl's gonna study and create and build, maybe work on a new offer, something along those lines, a new offer regarding community. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And the reason why Danny and I want to say I'm jumping around here, are both kind of highlighting community is because Aquarius is the sign of community. Mm-hmm. So no matter what house this hits for you, there is going to be something around the lines of like coming together. And so the ninth house where this stellium is being activated is all about expansion, long distance travel, which is interesting because I'm actually going to be traveling right around that time. I traveled 2 days from that time. That's funny.
That is hilarious.
that's funny.
Ninth house is so adventure to me, and that's exactly what your life's themes are now.
Yes.
Totally
I'm going
new
on a
ventures.
Huge adventure. Mm-hmm. Philosophy, study, all of that. So, you know, I think that coupled in with that Venusian return and Venus, yes, is about love, but is also about business and money and finances. And so is the eighth house. So I also think along with this travel, maybe while I'm at the airport, I can use that time to do some drafts and outlines for some good juicy stuff for you all. You know what I mean? And really just kind of pay attention to what makes my heart sing when it comes to creating something for you all is how I plan to use this. And really sit deep in my philosophical era because I am going on an adventure.
Yes.
TBD.
Aquarius.
TBA.
TBA. Yeah. Aquarius, this sign of humanity, of community, wherever it is in your chart, it's asking you to innovate, to progress, to be generous for the sake of those things, for the greater good of all. We're not in Capricorn. We're not in Capricorn's motto is I utilize. And that's why Capricorn is like, I know how to capitalize on that. I know how to profit on that. Like, I know how to utilize this and get something.
I want
to
win.
That is important. We need that. We need that part of the archetypal journey of the zodiac. But when it's time for Aquarius, that part of the transition is about the only good in return is the greater good. That's the payoff. This is a time to be willing to pay it forward. Sometimes the way that Aquarius energy shows up the most for me, I don't know about you, Ash, when it like taps me on the shoulder, are those times where I know I'm being asked if I want to be generous or not. And there's something just kind of nagging at me. Like, I know that this doesn't necessarily make sense. I know that I don't necessarily, quote unquote, get anything from this. And I think that this is still the right thing to do right now and offer this up and give this up or to do this thing. That's one of the most like basic, simple ways that that Aquarius energy shows up for me. I think that people think, you know, you need to sell all your belongings and start working for a nonprofit. But there are ways to be generous of spirit because it is for the greater good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have an Aquarius moon. Mm-hmm. What has that looked like over the years, especially? How has that kind of evolved for you?
Aliens. Yeah. No, but for real though, aliens. Aliens, weirdos, freaks, astrology, aliens. No, seriously. You know, Aquarius rules UFOs and alien encounters, you know, and I've had my own experiences with alien encounters, and I am loving all the alien talk. I'm loving every fucking second of it because we are not alone. And there are so many people that I've had encounters with the Pleiadians, with the Arcturians, with the Andromedans, with the Reptilians. You know, conspiracies. I know this is where we're going.
I love it.
Totally a believer that the Reptilians have infiltrated dark Hollywood, what you were talking about the other day. And I am infatuated.
That's so fascinating.
Dude, I'm fucking infatuated with all the muggles finally taking it seriously. Even if like they do believe about what happened in Miami or they don't, they're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I just am so enthralled with it. As somebody who considers herself starseed and with, you know, an Aquarius moon in North Node in Aquarius, my heart is just so happy. And I am very intrigued at what 2024 is going to look like. I mean, the mummified alien in Mexico, you've got people debunking that. I don't care. Just pay attention.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying, you know, because for years, people were like, no, girl, you're silly. No, honey, that's silly. Just pay attention. And so I think with Pluto entering Aquarius and us entering into the age of Aquarius and this new moon in Aquarius and all this Aquarius energy that is just seeping through our blood, we are going to be taken more seriously as astrologers. We're going to be taken more seriously as people who believe in aliens and who have been contacted by aliens and UFOs and extraterrestrials. And we're going to understand more about what the purpose is. Because one thing I'm going to say is there should not be any fear mongering. These UFOs, ETs, whatever you want to call them, have technology that is way far beyond what we can even fathom. If they wanted to blow us the fuck up, they would have been did it. So the I come in peace mentality is actually what's happening. So there really should not be any sort of fear mongering. It really should be like a learning lesson. So as far as how my moon comes out, you know, I've always been a weirdo. And
you're like, like, that was it.
That was it.
Oh, I love this so much. So much. Because I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
The first, in my opinion, most important thing when it comes to this is that we let people fucking talk about it. When you say, yes, pay attention, I agree. Because for so long, you either get laughed out of the room, kicked out of the room, like
you could not talk about your belief. Discredited. Yeah. You could not even vocalize it.
And I'm sorry, but that is, we're going to look back on that. I want to go on the record fucking saying this. We are going to eventually look back at this time and be like, it is bonkers that people called that nonsense.
Isn't it?
I just watched. Okay, I'm going to drop the link for this. Don't let me forget. There's a documentary. You would love it, Ash. There's a documentary on Amazon Prime is where I watched it. Prime Video, called Everything and Nothing, I believe is what it's called. And
okay, send it to me. Don't forget.
I will. It's on my list too, so I'll be able to find it really easily for everybody and link it. So it's on Prime Video. And here's the deal. It's just, you know, I wanted to watch it. It seemed really interesting. It's about the concept of nothingness in our universe and also the concept of the infinite of the universe, like these humongous concepts.
These stupid people who think there's no such thing as aliens.
Yes.
The universe
where
is infinite.
Where there's scientists for centuries, including now, like...
The universe
is literally forever. No, the universe is always expanding. Like, these are...
Always.
We are getting, like, up to the... These
we
Einstein,
are in the middle of redshift right now. Yeah, it like, is literally expanding.
Yeah, this
literally.
Is theory of relativity stuff. And still...
I'm getting hot and bothered, Danny.
Still, this same community of people... For a
rednecks.
Very long
Sorry,
time.
Rednecks.
No, I'm talking about scientists. The
no, but
same
oh,
group of people
say,
that have
yeah.
said, this is nonsense. Get
this
out of here
nonsense.
Talking about there's life on other planets. Because even though our theories, when it comes to just probability alone, if the universe is literally infinite, how could we possibly believe we are literally the only ones? That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you something, Danny.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I did my undergrad in bio, and I went to school
right.
with a lot
yes.
of atheists.
Yes.
And, you know, I went to SUNY ESF. Shout out SUNY ESF. You know, very, very hard school to get into. We studied our asses off, scientific names, all that stuff. And when, some of you may remember this, when, like, the mermaid documentary came out. You know, whether it was a mockumentary doesn't fucking matter. My point was, the point of the documentary is that we know less about our oceans than we do about space.
Yes.
And who are we to say that mermaids don't fucking exist?
Yes.
Let me tell you how hard I had to fight with some of the smartest people that I still know today. To your point, scientists can sometimes be the most closed-minded individuals ever.
That's all I was trying to say. Not automatically, but can be.
Can be.
And we need to know that.
What the fuck? We do need to know that. Like, we are literally at this school being trained to ask questions. We are literally being trained to ask questions about the world around us
Thank
and how things
you.
Come to be.
But then you
and
ask
you are
questions and...
About something that is supposed to be fiction, like mermaids. Oh, Ashley, you're silly, girl. That was a fake documentary. You're silly. No, you're missing the point. We don't know.
Thank you. This is how I feel about... And get ready. I'm about to, like... Potentially really piss people off. This is why when you automatically go unicorns, giants, dragons
Bigfoot.
Are not real, Bigfoot, Yeti. If you took 2 seconds to sit the fuck back and realize that no one is saying that literally exists and I've seen it before. No,
right.
what I'm getting you to open up to is we don't know. There are actually very, very probable theories for where all of
right.
those creatures came.
Including mermaids.
Including mermaids.
The aquatic ape theory is a thing.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, there's a reason why we're 80% water.
That and
we're one
I'm
of the
sorry.
Only mammals that naturally swim. We're one of the only mammals that naturally swim.
Yeah.
Hence why water birth are a motherfucking thing.
I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a very, very good point. And I'm sorry, but the sheer fact that we literally know more about space than our own fucking oceans, but you still get to be arrogant enough to say, no, that for sure does not. There is a reason, my friends, why scientists that get to a certain level of physics, where do you think quantum physics came from?
It's because people got
so far. This is why so many people that are in the science world that get far enough, guess where they end right back up? Pisces in the 12th house. Spirituality. We always end up coming back to that and saying we know way, way less than we don't know.
Right.
And that, in my opinion, is actually the beauty and the gift of science. And that's why I get frustrated with the closed-mindedness culture of it right now, is that the whole beauty and gift that science has been historically has been to be willing to question against the mainstream and the norm.
Which is
and
so then now Aquarius.
Science will be used to like bash somebody in the ground. How's that any different than using your Bible to bash somebody into the ground for speaking science?
Snaps.
It's so fucking true. Have an open mind.
Have an open mind. And again, like all of this is so Aquarius because Aquarius is like the forward thinker. Aquarius is like the trendsetter. Aquarius is like the step ahead.
The unknown. Oftentimes,
the unknown. And oftentimes like Aquarian energy and people with a lot of Aquarian energy are, they're kind of ahead of their time.
Yes.
If you will.
Yes.
And, you know, we're getting there. And that's why I love how this collective energy has a lot of Aquarius within it, because I think people are finally coming on board. You know what I mean? It was like all the baby Aquariuses and Aquarius suns, moons and risings and north nodes that were like born in the 90s may have felt like, you know, the odd person out or like the weirdos or like putting their beliefs down really low. And now we're in this space in 2024, holy fuck, where it's like, okay, we can talk about aliens. We can talk about witchcraft. We can talk about spell work. We can talk about threesomes. we can talk about it all, you know? We can go there.
So true.
And it's refreshing.
Really,
it's
the Aquarius thing is polyamory. It's bigger than the threesomes, actually, when it comes to Aquarius.
Aquarius is definitely polyamory.
Yes.
Scorpio's the threesome. Aquarius is the polyamory.
Oh, my God. Looking at the fixed signs in their sexuality and what they bring to the table. That's funny, right? So fascinating, actually. That's hilarious. Yeah. I could not agree more. If anything, I would love for you this new moon to ask, like, the universe to help lift anything that you have inadvertently closed your mind about. Even if you haven't done it on purpose, something you've been so rooted and settled in, just be willing to ask more questions. Be what open. If? Exactly. You don't have to say aliens are real, but could you say, I don't know? Would that fucking hurt anybody to just admit, I guess we don't know? That's what I think Aquarius is.
Or have like a good conversation with somebody like this, you know what I mean? Around some of these topics, pick somebody's brain around what they think around some of these topics, right? Or like even the Miami situation. I mean, if I were you all, for this new moon, I would watch a documentary like Danny is going to put in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Maybe watch a documentary on something that you are totally closed off. Go find the mermaid documentary. I found it. Yes. I've linked it in previous episodes. Just educate yourself on the unknown. Watch The Unexplained. That's a very Aquarius type show.
The name of it, I did find it, by the way. It's called Everything and Nothing, The Amazing Science of Empty Space. It's very good.
Oh, my God. Dark matter? Did they talk about dark matter?
It is fucking fascinating. And honestly, if you're on Prime, you just scroll down, and it's got all of these freaking Aquarius-themed, basically, documentaries that would fit perfectly with what Ash is talking about right now.
That sounds like literally eating a fucking edible and going in. That's what that sounds like.
I kept scrolling, and you eventually get to a documentary called The Lost Gardens of Babylon. Do it. Ooh, I'm going to save up my list right now.
Seriously. That is so Aquarian, because Aquarius is also the intellectual as well. Like, this is all super Aquarian. So maybe we let our altar sit for the day. Maybe we just put a beautiful crystal on our tarot cards, and maybe we focus more on the intellectual aspect of this new moon.
Watch a documentary. Yes. Read an article. Find a new YouTube channel hole to go down. That Aquarius, even though it's one of the fixed modality signs, it is fixed in its movement, is what I always say. It's very different than the other fixed signs that are stabilizers. The way Aquarius stabilizes is it stabilizes forward progress and motion. That's the that's what it brings to the table. So you're right. It doesn't serve Aquarius very well to sit in quiet meditation at the altar. No. Maybe unless you took an edible and have a guided meditation on for...
Or like for hung like out on astral your projection. Records.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm just remembering, I had a dream about past life regression. It literally just hit right now.
Oh, that's cool. I love when that happens.
That is cool. Clearly, I gotta do it. Okay, spirit. It literally just hit right now. Whoa.
This has been like one of my favorite shadow chats of just like the purest essence of Aquarius just came through both of us in this conversation today. Mm-hmm. Every facet of Aquarius. It's really not about, like Ash said, a step-by-step, here's a great Aquarius new moon ritual.
Right.
This one's much more about opening your mind and being curious and being willing to say, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
What if? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I totally love this. Agree. Oh, such a good one, Ash. Thank you so much for your insights today. Let us all know, let the people know, especially any newbies here, where can we find you, follow you, and support your work?
Yes. Ashley Michelle 90 Day is where I'm at. I mainly hang out on Instagram. Find me, DM me, hang out. Check out the Goddess Complex podcast. I'm over there. I drop episodes weekly. Danny shows up over there monthly for Astrology After Dark,
so
where
fun.
We fucking read people's charts for filth, honey. Specifically people in the Hollywood industry, mainstream industry, stuff like that. It's been really, really fun. Those episodes drop the last day of every month. So, I'm on the YouTube and I'm around. I have an offer that's going to be opening up soon, the Eclipse series, where we're going to be going on a deep dive for eclipse season, working with the Aries, Libra, axis. So get on the wait list for that.
I love that. That sounds so, so, so nice.
The Eclipse series.
Yay. Everything to find Ash, all the links are in the show notes below to everything we talked about today to connect and follow. Thank you, neighbor, for your time today and every day. As always, this was such a fun shadowy chat with you. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Make sure that all of you stay safe and let yourself have some damn fun these days. And of course, stay magical out there, my friend. Questions, comments, suggestions, or just looking for that witch outside of That Witch podcast, make sure you're following me on social media, over on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and Twitter. You can find links to all of those in the show notes below. And make sure you're subscribed to my email newsletter by going to thatwitchnextdoor.com and submitting your email on the homepage.